Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Apple TV remote. And of course, the Apple TV remote I'm talking about is the one in your control panel on your iPhone, in my case, to use your Apple TV. And what I want to show you how you can change the gestures to buttons on your Apple remote screen. So rather than using, as the case suggests, the gestures, you can use buttons to move left, right, up and down, and of course press select. So let me show you the gestures normally first of all. So I'm going to bring up my control center. Now on my iPhone, I've got my custom gestures for voiceover for control center set to a four finger flick up. So I'm going to do that now for control center.
Control center, arrow, switch button, off.
And
actions available.
I've only got a few items in my control center here, so I'm going to touch down towards the bottom of my screen.
Apple TV remote button.
There's the Apple TV actions remote. Available. One finger double tap on that.
Samsung TV, showing TV controls button.
And I've already got it set on the Apple TV on my Samsung TV. Now if I flick to the right.
Gesture area.
That's the gesture area that I can one finger double tap on now to activate.
Direct touch gestures enabled.
So I've got direct touch gestures enabled. So if I flick to the right with one finger.
App Store, row 1, column 2, top shelf content available.
This is the Apple TV.
Arcade, row 1, column 3, top shelf content available.
Back to the left.
App Store, row 1, column 2, top shelf TV, row 1, column 1, top shelf content available. Music, row 2, column 1.
And one finger double tap.
Menu, for you, tab, 1 of 7.
And flick down again.
New music mix, updated today, button, 1 of 3.
And flick to the right.
Favorites mix, updated Tuesday, button. Chill mix, updated Sunday,
and
button.
One finger
three
double
three.
Tap.
Chill mix.
And there's the music playing.
Cafe, love music Del Mar.
So come down
New
the bottom.
Year's Party Buddha DJ Cafe.
Play pause,
4
button,
minutes,
play
32
pause,
seconds. Button, button,
play pause.
1 of 25.
Okay, I've just paused it. So when I switch over to the button way of doing it rather than that gesture area, the controls down the bottom of the Apple TV remote screen stay exactly the same. It's just the gesture area at the top. So if I start from the top of the screen again.
Samsung TV, showing TV controls.
Okay, and I flick
but
through
gesture
it,
area.
That's the gesture area that I one finger double tapped on to activate direct touch. And if I flick to the right again.
Controls, Siri, button.
I've got controls, which is Siri.
Menu, button.
Menu.
Home, button.
Home.
Play pause. Button.
Play pause.
Search. Button.
And search. All right. So if I was to do that with just my exploring by touch gesture.
Siri. Button.
I've got Siri. I'm going to turn my finger across to the right.
Menu. Button.
Menu.
Home. Button.
Home. Tap my finger down.
Search. Button.
Search. Going back to the left.
Menu. Button.
Menu.
Play pause. Button.
Play pause. And that's it. Okay. So those will stay exactly the same. All I need to do is bring up accessibility settings. I'm going to do that now. Open accessibility settings. Of course, this is via it's a good old Siri.
Here are the accessibility settings.
And two finger rotate around to headings.
Set words, characters, activities, headings.
One finger flick down.
Accessibility, heading, vision, heading, physical and motor, heading.
And that's what I want, physical and motor. Flick to the right.
Touch, button, switch control, off, voice control, off, home button, button, Apple TV remote, button.
That's the one finger double tap.
Directional buttons, off.
And directional buttons is currently off with a one finger double tap.
On.
I've turned them on, all right? So if I do a four finger flick up now to bring up my control center, remember this is my custom gestures for control center.
Control center.
And I touch down the bottom of my screen.
Apple TV remote.
Apple
button.
TV remote.
Actions available. Samsung TV, showing TV controls.
There's my
button.
Samsung TV. Flick to the right again.
Up button.
So now if I flick across, I've got up.
Left button.
Left.
Select.
Select.
Button. Right button.
Right.
Down. Button.
Down. So they're the new replacement for my gestures, which are now just buttons. And visually on the screen, of course, it's a cursor cross. So you've got select in the middle, up above it, down below it. To the left of select, you've got left arrow. To the right of select, you've got right arrow. And if I keep going.
Controls. Siri.
Here's
button.
Our controls. Siri.
Menu. Button.
Menu.
Home.
Home.
Button. Play pause.
Play
button.
Pause.
Search. Button.
And search. Okay, so it all works perfectly. So let me take my finger up. And dragging the finger up the screen.
Select. Button.
There's select. One finger double tap.
Select.
Okay, so I've got the music playing again. One finger double tap.
Select. Track position. 0, 6 elapsed.
Okay,
four,
I want to go back
remaining.
To the home screen. So
controls. Home. Button. Home. Music. Row 2, column 1.
Okay, so I'm back to the home screen. So if I now go up to the top of my screen here.
Select button.
Select, go to the right.
Right button.
There's my right arrow. One finger double tap.
Right photos. Row 2, column 2.
One finger double tap again.
Right podcasts. Row 2, column 3.
Okay, and if I want to be lazy, I'm going to flip back to the left.
Select left button.
With VoiceOver on my iPhone. One finger double tap on left arrow.
Left photos. Row 2, column 2. Left music. Row 2, column 1.
On my select button, with just putting my finger on it.
Select button.
And come down.
Down button.
There's down. One finger double tap.
Down settings. Row 3, column 1.
There's settings. I tap my finger on the screen to select.
Select button.
Tap my finger up.
Up button.
There's the up button. One finger double tap.
Up music. Row 2, column 1.
And then come down to select. And then, of course, I can just use left and right if I really want to. So I'm going to flip to the right.
Left button. Select
one
button.
One finger double tap.
Select. In vertical list. Cafe. Love Music Del Mar. New Year's Party Buddha DJ Cafe. 4 minutes, 32 seconds. Button.
So I'm going to do one finger double tap.
Select.
Okay, there's my music playing. Yeah, and one finger double tap.
Select. Track position. 0, 4 elapsed. 4, okay, 27 remaining.
Let me find my home button down the control area down the bottom of the Apple TV remote screen.
Controls. Home. Button.
One finger double tap.
Home. Music. Row 2, column 1.
And let's say I want to go into settings. I'm going to flick back to the left.
Home. Button. Menu. Button. Siri. Button. Down. Button.
One finger double tap on down.
Down settings. Row 3, column 1.
And flick back to the left.
Right. Button. Select. Button.
One finger double tap on select.
Select. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Flicking to the right.
Right. Button. Down. Button.
Because I'm too lazy to drag my finger around the screen. One finger double tap.
Down. Users and accounts. Button.
One finger 2 of 9. Tap again.
Down. Video and audio. Button. 3 of 9. Down. AirPlay and HomeKit.
Okay,
button.
I'm going to go back.
4 of 9.
Flick back to the left.
Right. Select. Button. Left. Button. Up. Button.
One finger double tap.
Up. Video and audio. Button. Up. Users and accounts. Button. Up. General. Button. 1 of 9.
And I want to select general.
Left. Button. Select. Button.
One finger double select. Tap on select. That was me flicking to the right then. Flicking to the right.
Right. Button. Down. Button.
To down. One finger double tap.
Down. Screensaver. Aerial. Down. Button. Appearance. Automatic. Down. Sleep after. 15 minutes. Down. Accessibility. Button. 5
flick
of 7.
Back to the left.
Right. Select. Button.
Double
select.
Tap.
Vision. Heading.
Flick to the right.
Right. Button. Down. Button.
One finger double tap on down.
Down. Zoom. Off. Button.
Finger 2
of 7.
Tap.
Down. Display accommodations. Off. Down. Hold text. Off. 4 of 7.
Down.
Increase
down
contrast.
There.
Button. 5 of 7. Down. Motion. Button. 6 of 7. Down. Audio descriptions. On. Down. Switch control. Off. Button. Down. Mono audio. Off. 1 of 3. Down. Balance. Center. Button. 2 of 3. Down. Subtitles and captioning. Button. Down. Accessibility shortcut. VoiceOver. Button. 1 of 1.
Which is correct. Beautiful.
To access accessibility options, press menu 3 times.
So I'm going to press home.
Controls. Home. Button. Home. Settings. Row 3. Column 1.
And then, of course, if I wanted to put it back to gesture mode, which I'm not going to because this is how I normally use my Apple TV with the left, right, up and down and select buttons on the screen, I could go back to accessibility options, open accessibility.
Let's take a look at the settings for accessibility.
Set physical and motor, head, touch, switch, voice control, home button, Apple TV remote, directional buttons on.
And turn directional buttons off. Now, by the way, if I flick to the right.
Use buttons on the iPhone Apple TV remote instead of swipe gestures.
It just tells you what it is. Use buttons rather than gestures for the Apple TV remote. What I sometimes find with the gesture area with the Apple TV with VoiceOver when I'm in the Apple remote, because I'm activating direct touch, I sometimes find if I touch another part of the screen accidentally, it'll switch out of direct touch mode and go back to the rest of the screen on the iPhone, not the Apple TV. So I find I've got more stability, from my point of view at least, because the buttons are just on the screen for up, down, left and right and select. So have a play of either one. And of course, as Apple normally does, it gives you different ways of doing things. So choose the way that best fits your needs and off you go enjoying your Apple remote via your iPhone to your Apple TV. So that will do me for this demo, from changing the Apple TV remote from gestures to buttons on the screen, and buttons, i.e. left, right, up and down and select. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.